At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
A little NFL football. Lead story tonight, Rob Gronkowski retiring after 9 years with the New England Patriots. Joining me to talk about that right now, he played left tackle in the NFL for 13 years, two-time Pro Bowler. Went to a Super Bowl with the Tennessee Titans back in the 1999 season and was a Pro Bowl was an All-Pro the following season in 2000. And now he works for SiriusXM covering the NFL, does a great job there. Brad Hopkins joining me right now on CBS Sports Radio. Brad, good to have you on the show. What was your initial reaction when you saw this Rob Gronkowski news earlier today?
It wasn't near as exciting as Taco Fall and Zion Williamson doing battle. And I did take a pause from having dinner with my daughter here on UT's campus to watch that last second attempt by UCF to basically bust everybody's bracket. What an amazing end to a game. But yeah, I will say that, you know, Rob Gronkowski retiring, it wasn't a surprise because of how long he belabored the whole situation. If it weren't more, you know, more of a reality this time, I don't think that he would have had us as captive an audience, you know, to make a decision about his future, you know? So I actually think that when you start looking at his options, he's a guy that, you know, he has celebrity. He's obviously very talented, someone that could use his namesake and some of his abilities to segue into another career, because, you know, ultimately we don't ever really talk about the ceiling that is pro sports. But when you're hot and your name's as hot as Rob Gronkowski's, and he's won a number of championships, what else do you need to prove? It's just one of those situations where it seems to be more expected than not.
What do you think is next for Gronk, Brad, if you had to guess?
Pro wrestling. I think he's going to go by the way of The Rock, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He's a guy that's very entertaining, very likable, good-looking dude, you know what I'm saying? I think someone that could pick up a script and Hollywood could make him even more famous than he actually was on the ground. So, like I said, he's a guy with options at this point. And when you have options, I mean, you tend to kind of look at those options. And I think that, you know, here's a person that, you know, doesn't mind the spotlight, doesn't mind the camera, doesn't mind all those things that come along with being, you know, a celebrity or a star, if you will. And I think that that's just kind of like, you know, what we kind of grown to almost expect from our athletes nowadays when you see the associations with all kinds of different industries, like the ESPYs and whatnot. So, good guy.
Brad Hopkins, former NFL offensive lineman on SiriusXM, now joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Where do you stack Gronk among your all-time tight ends?
Yeah, you know, I think that, first off, they both created each other, he and Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, Rob Gronkowski is a talented player, but he's not by no means, you know, the most talented tight end I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And I won't give him that credence. I think there are tight ends that are more athletic. I think that there are tight ends that individually block better. But when you talk about the collective, you know, having Tom Brady, having Bill Belichick's plan as far as him, you know, kind of putting the process together, and all of those things collectively making a unique situation where you've got, you know, Hall of Famers in almost every stop, from coaching to quarterback to tight ends, and that's usually where you start to see teams taking advantage. But they've been consistent with their winning, too, though, so that's been an obvious difference.
Yes. So Brad, I didn't mean to interrupt you there. Sorry, but with all that said, and we'll pivot off of Gronk after this. What's the impact for the Patriots in 2019?
Well, they didn't necessarily have a game plan to not have him, but they have experienced so many plays without him that you can kind of see a contingency plan forming. Mm-hmm. Now, they do have to address the tight end position in the draft, I think, because at this point, you're not going to replace a Rob Gronkowski with a lateral move as far as the tight end coming in. You know, that's, you know, as less valuable or something like that. No one's going to let their Rob Gronkowski go to join the Patriots, right? So you have to hope that with this stock of T.J. Hockenson's and Noah Fant's and, you know, all these other underclassmen as far as tight ends are coming out this year, I would definitely see the Patriots putting their stamp on one of them and hoping that he works out to be the next Rob Gronkowski.
Brad Hopkins joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Brad, the NFL owners are going to be voting on some things this week specific to rules and potentially replay, and obviously a lot of it is a reaction to what happened in the NFC title game. I'm just curious where you come out on what the league should be doing, if anything, in reaction to that or just in general in terms of revamping or enhancing the replay element of the game.
Well, I just ultimately think that the replay aspect of it can be a point of contention when you see the mistakes continually made in the booth that don't line up to what we see in our living rooms. If you were to tell me that their camera angles were somewhat different than the ones that, you know, we see in our living rooms, then I would say, well, shoot, maybe they need to start working on more of the technology that unites those things. But, you know, as long as we're starting to even question the process that the officials even go through, then you're going to always continue to have these problems. I mean, problems that arise in the most pivotal situations, like a team trying to get to the Super Bowl, you know what I mean? So you just don't want those situations to ever, you know, mar the outcome of a game. But unfortunately, we've seen them do that. And I was actually surprised that they didn't even start thinking about the sky jet element that we've seen the Alliance, you know, kind of incorporate, you know, just having some more eyeballs and embracing the technology, you know what I mean? So
yep.
Until they start having these conundrums come up where the officiating becomes a question, there's going to always be a need for this discussion. And it's unfortunate.
Do you like this proposal for the, instead of an onside kick, one time in the fourth quarter, you get a chance to try to execute a fourth and 15 from your own 35? Do you like that, or do you feel like it's a little too gimmicky?
No. I like the fourth and 15 seems like an unbelievable play, right? But how many times do you see it almost be accomplished? And I think that when you see that being more of a reality, what teams try to do, you know, to at least, you know, put together a last-ditch effort, I would say, first off, that's less perilous than an onside kick. You know, I think that if you're going to start affecting, you know, how the onside kick is actually pulled off by making it less perilous, you know, like players coming from less distances to just tattoo each other, you know, which, you know, obviously plays right into the whole issue of, you know, of safety, you might as well just go ahead and eradicate the entire process. But I think giving a fourth and 15, you know, you got a quarterback that could sit back there in protection and maybe, you know, through somebody making a mistake in the secondary, a receiver comes down with a ball and this thing, you know, this play, this is a completed drive and the drive continues. I think you can see that happen more so than anything else, especially when you look at statistically how onside kick recovering has gone down, you know, on average.
Oh, yeah. 7% last year. Yeah. It was down to Brad Hopkins joining me on CBS Sports Radio. All right, I want to appeal to your offensive lineman side now, Brad, on a couple of questions here. First, I want to start with Kyler Murray, who is thought to be in line to be the number one pick in the draft. A lot of people think he could be going to Arizona. I'm curious your thoughts on blocking for a guy like Kyler Murray, whose game is so built on improvisation and it's this air raid offense. Just your thoughts from an offensive lineman's perspective on blocking for a quarterback like that and playing in an offense like Cliff Kingsbury's.
This isn't a playground. In other words, Kyler Murray may have athleticism to be able to escape some of the dangers that come along with pass protection and whatnot, but he's going to have progressions to work through. He's going to have prone receivers to throw to. He's going to basically have responsibilities that don't allow him to just kind of, like you said, improv things. The plan has a directive. They've been working on it all week. There's no classes to go to distract you from what your responsibilities are. So essentially, he's going to have to work through a progression, become fluid inside the pocket, and if things break down, and he needs to use his feet to escape danger, then so be it. But that's not going to be the plan going in once that ball snaps, or just let Kyler Murray, you know, make things happen. They don't even do that with Patrick Mahomes. So he's going to learn more of the structure, the nuances that come with that position. And it won't be as perilous as a guy just simply running around. I understand what you're talking about because we all have eyes at the back of our heads, you know, as offensive linemen.
Right.
but essentially we still understand the structure of a play. We understand, you know, this is a route combination. This guy's got to see, you know, those players that are open and then get off of that player once they have taken him away from you and get on down that progression and find the right receiver. So he'll develop into the right type of quarterback that the league would like him to be, somewhat different than what he's been able to rely on in college.
If you were a general manager and you had a big board, where would Kyler Murray be on it for you?
I like him as a player. I don't think his stats are even a problem. He's got a big arm. He's got a smart IQ. I think he's going to put the work in, you know, behind the scenes, watching film, you know, getting with the veterans to, you know, make the transition seamless. Yeah, I just think he's going to be a smart guy that will basically, you know, take advantage of the situation. Now, where he goes, that might have an effect on, you know, just how fast he develops. We know that Cliff Kingsbury has a collegiate experience with him, albeit it wasn't like Lincoln Riley or anything like that, but still a connection nonetheless. And that might make it an interesting situation to see what they do with he and Josh Rosen.
Brad Hopkins, former NFL offensive lineman, 13 years in the league, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Another offensive line question for you, Brad. I'm in Houston. That's where I'm based out of. I do the pregame and postgame for the Texans. So I watched all 65 of those sacks that Deshaun Watson took last year. And trust me, if we were sitting in the crowd and it felt like we were feeling some of those sacks last year. But I'm curious, Deshaun did catch some criticism for holding on to the ball too much, and they certainly need to make improvements on that offensive line. But from what you watched of Deshaun Watson and the Texans, how much of it was Deshaun, and how badly do they need reinforcements at the tackle position, specifically at your old position at left tackle?
Yeah, I'm not going to put it all on the protection, and I'm not going to always put it on indecision by the quarterbacks. You know what I'm saying? But it's a combination of things. As DBs, secondary, you know, defensive coordinators, we want to make the coverage so hard that the quarterback holds onto the ball and takes a sack. You know, that's essentially what you get. Or you get a quarterback whose reads are sped up because he's under duress, trying to avoid the tackles. You know what I'm saying? So it has to work in tandem with one another. And once you achieve that balance, then you won't have any issues. So I'm not going to put it on the left tackle or the offensive line. I'm not going to put it specifically on indecisions from quarterbacks. I think they both have enough blame to go around.
Brad Hopkins, 13 years in the NFL, covers the NFL for SiriusXM, does a great job there as well. And what we learned on this conversation was also a great dad because he's taking his collegiate daughter out for a free meal. That's what dads do, right?
I'm about to hug her right now so she can go back up to her dorm.
You go spend time with your daughter, Brad. We really appreciate you carving out some time for the show, man. Keep up the great work.
Anytime, Sean. Talk to you soon.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.